It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And Alex, I need you to remain calm because I know you're about to go crazy. But we're very excited. Joining us on the phone this morning, we're talking to Trista and her husband, Ryan Sutter, from The Bachelorette. Hello. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good. How are you?
We're so excited to be talking to you. If you don't know this, Trista is from Indianapolis, right, Trista?
True. Well, I was born there.
Yes.
4 years.
And she was the runner-up on season one of The Bachelor, and then she was chosen to be the first ever Bachelorette, and that's actually where you met your husband, Ryan. You guys got married in 2003, ABC aired your wedding, which I didn't know this, but it's one of the most widely viewed episodes of reality TV of all time. And now you guys live in Vail, Colorado, and people actually say that you're the godmother of The Bachelorette, Trista. Did you know that?
I have been called the godmother or the grandmother, which that's not my favorite, but I digress.
That's so cute. Do you guys ever watch your season?
You know, we haven't had, I guess we had VHS tapes because it was back in the day, but we haven't had the ability to because they haven't been shown. But now that there's an app called Tubi, T-U-B-I, and they are, it's kind of like Netflix, it's just double the content of Netflix, so they have the first episode, or the first season of The Bachelor, the first season of The Bachelorette, and our wedding on the app now, so we can go back and watch, but we haven't had really access to it until now, and even if we had, I don't know that Ryan would have been too keen on going back and watching, because I was dating other guys at the time.
No kidding, hey, look at that guy kissing her, and that guy kissing her, that's not cool.
Well, you know what? It's funny you bring that up. Now they kiss pretty much everyone, like the first night. It's like a given. They're going to kiss a million people. But I kissed four guys, including Ryan. So I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Ryan, don't beat me up, by the way. I was not talking bad about your wife, the mother of your two children. I'm just saying. And my wife watches the shows now, and I'm like, oh, my God, how do they all not have, like, a cold sore? Just, that's a lot of kissing.
So I'm guessing your kids haven't seen your all season then, because you guys haven't really watched it yet until you got the new Tubi app.
Right. Yeah, no, they haven't. And they're only 10 and 11. So it'll probably come in the future, but it's not really what they should be watching right now.
So if you have a son named Maxwell, right?
We do.
And how old is he?
He's 11.
Okay, so if he ever wanted to be The Bachelor, would you guys be down with that?
I'll let Danny answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say no, just outright say no, because obviously we've both gone through that process and it's worked out well for us, and there would be no Maxwell if it weren't for The Bachelorette. So but it's a different show now, and it's, you know, I guess he would need to make we would help him make an educated decision and sort of let him know what to expect and what not to expect. And, you know, I always told everyone when we used to get asked about, we used to get asked by a lot of aspiring bachelors if, you know, they should do it or not, or, you know, they're contemplating it. And I always just said, well, here, what you need to do is just imagine yourself winning. Or winning is kind of it's the best term, but it's probably not the most appropriate term. Imagine if you found someone at the end, and you were the one that got picked, or vice versa. How is that going to make you feel? Are you ready for that? You know, is that something that you really want? And I would just want to make sure that Max was going into it for the right reasons, with the right expectations, and then, you know, then it would just be up to him. We would obviously support him, but it's tough. I mean, I would rather him. You know, to be honest, I'd rather him find his wife in a more traditional way, whatever that even means these days.
Bumble,
I don't know.
Yeah, Bumble, Tinder, something like that.
Yeah.
Bumble,
yeah,
Tinder.
Yeah, I know. But that's just the hopeless romantic in me. I think, you know, however, as long as he ends up happy as we did, then, you know, that's all that matters.
Yeah, 16 years of marriage, by the way, right? I got that correct?
Well, 15 years of marriage and 16 years together.
Okay. We had to round it up because it sounds cooler. I've only done three and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
I've only done 3.5 and it feels like forever. I feel so bad for my wife, but it is an amazing thing. But I was wondering, you guys are living in Colorado, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, now, I was reading here too, as Alex brought up, Trista, you went to IU.
I did. Go Hoosiers.
There you go. Do you have anything that you like to, if you ever do come to Indiana, you like to do or check out or visit, or you guys really not had a chance to get back? Like, maybe somebody listening can check a place out you'd like to recommend.
Gosh, I would love to come back. I have tons of friends still there. My family is also from Indiana, so my mom lives in Lafayette now. Mm-hmm. She grew up in West Lafayette on Purdue's campus, actually.
Yeah, that's where my grandparents live.
Boilermaker.
Oh, yay! Well, yes, I mean, and that was kind of a big, what do you call it, a big controversy in our family because
I went to Purdue.
Yeah, I went to IU. But, and then I have, my other side of the family is from Evansville, so I'm an Indiana lover. I love Indiana, but we haven't been back in a long time. I would just want to go back to, like, tailgate and hang out with my friends. And I was an Alpha Chi, so go back to the Akio house and see the girls there now. And
did you ever know anybody back in the day in your sorority that got kicked out? Because Liv the Web Girl, she's kind of our digital person, and she's also on the air. She got kicked out of her sorority, actually, after she graduated.
Why did she get kicked out?
Because do you know what, like, icing someone is with, like, a Smirnoff Ice?
No, what's that?
Okay, so you basically,
so
like, you hide a Smirnoff Ice, like one of those in, like, the bottles, just, like, hide it behind your back or something, and the person finds it, and they have to get on one knee and chug it. It's just, like, one, like, 12-ounce bottle. And
got
so
it.
When I was a fifth-year senior out of my sorority, I iced, like, three seniors still in my sorority, and all five of us got kicked out.
No way.
Oh, man.
They said I was hazing.
No, not at IU.
She went to Louisville.
No, yeah. I went to the University of Louisville in Kentucky.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'm so sorry. But you were past your sorority age, so that's okay. Since you were living in the house anymore, right?
No, absolutely not. Sororities have gotten real soft lately, I'm telling you what.
Well, and honestly, what do you do? Like, I love connecting with people who were in my sorority, but what do you do after you graduate college in your sorority? Really, not much, unless you're working with the Panhellenic Society or Association or whatever. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, not at all. It served me the 4 years that I needed, and then I was kind of done with it anyways.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised Trista or Ryan, but she's the only one that actually went to college on the show, so there's that too.
So, Trista, I'll wrap this up. I feel like I'm very excited to ask this question. Okay, so let's pretend that there was no Ryan. There is no Ryan. You never met him.
He's right there on the phone,
I know. Sorry, Ryan. And so you actually, though, now got to choose a different Bachelor season to go on and compete for. Out of all the seasons since Ryan, who would you have chosen to compete for?
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to answer that question.
This question.
I mean, I actually feel like this happens on a daily basis as far as, like, there is no Ryan. And move on in life.
Well, Ryan, but the reverse question for you. Ryan, you answer this question in reverse. So if there was no Trista and you went on another season of The Bachelorette, which Bachelorette do you think you would have hit it off with?
No, I don't want to go on another Bachelorette. I think I should have the opportunity to be the Bachelor with Trista as one of the 25
just to see if
I would pick her again. Mm-hmm. Because I've already gone through this whole competition against 24 guys. She has had to do no competing for my hand. I had to do all the competing. So now I think it's my turn to go back and be the Bachelor.
This is all hypothetical. Oh, God, I know.
It sounds like you guys have not been thinking about this.
We're still going to be 16 years. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, you haven't been thinking about this for 15 years. Definitely just came up right now.
No, I love it. Right, I think that's actually a really sweet answer.
I think she should go for, I really liked Andrew Firestone.
I was just going to say Andrew. He's a good friend, and I adore his wife. I adore their life. He just seems like such a great, fun dad and husband, and very philanthropic, and I love Andrew.
Great pick. So if someone listening is newer to the Bachelor world and Bachelor franchise, they don't know who Andrew Firestone is, maybe they don't know who you guys are, they only know the recent seasons, tell us again about the new app where they can go back and watch all the previous seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
So it's Tubi, T-U-B-I, and it's just an app you can download on your phone or up to, I think there's 20 different devices you can download, and you can go see the very first season of Bachelor, the first season of Bachelorette, the wedding special, and then the fifth season of Bachelor in Paradise, along with tons of, I think there's over 12,000 movies and television shows. So it's like Netflix, but double the content of Netflix. So go check it out.
Trista and Ryan, two of the OG people we have loved to watch for years on TV. Thank you guys so much for coming on the Joe and Alex show.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Bye.